added agenda items? Okay, so then we're going to move into item number four, which is our snow plowing contract. Do we have a staff report about this?
Yes, you do, Mayor. I'll hit the high level of it. Basically, we can open up our snow plowing contract this year and go out for, I have opted to look at it and see if we want to open it back. I see is, I'm proposing to split it into two routes, similar to what we've done in the past, a while ago. Two routes, the north route and the south route, and then have two different contractors tackle. It's going to be hard to get a lot of bids for just a one contract for the whole town, because not a lot of, but anybody, I'm just trying to make it more advantageous for the city.
Well, I think if we get dumped on all at once or something, it probably doesn't hurt.
That's the biggest tweak, and there's going to be some tweaks on some of the roads in there, some priority roads. I'm going to make a priority too. There's some roads on the existing map that, for Crescent Creek, doesn't show up on there, stuff like that. One of the biggest priorities I saw, discrepancy, Victory Way. Those roads aren't priority ones. I think they should use those roads back in there specifically for the path and Lucius Lodges. So I think he does a section of Memorial, but not the section to the east.
Oh, on the east, yes.
Yeah, so they do the section associated with the school, so we'll do those.
Right.
Okay. The east is Victory and the west side is Memorial.
Memorial crosses.
Memorial goes across.
Oh, it goes across.
Yeah, Victory.
Can you say we used to split the city?
Yeah, we had a split before, two different contractors.
Was this the first time that we did it?
Since I've been here.
Have you noticed issues with doing it together versus when we used to do it separately?
Well, I was, it seemed like you can get on. I've had a lot of contractors interested in doing some snow removal for the city.
Can we amend the minutes that Don Griner is here at this moment? Thank you.
I apologize, everybody. I was thinking 5:30 for some reason. I'm sorry.
No problem. I don't know what the cutoff was before, what they had it broken down to. I know Drafter, Eagle, and all those areas was part of the north.
We did everything on this side of Highway 97. And that seemed to work out pretty well. Seemed to be a pretty even split.
Mm-hmm. The north route doesn't have as much urbanized roads in it, you know, per se. It's hard to cable to Huntington Meadows.
Right.
You plow both a little bit, roads would be very similar amount. Yes.
Well, that was more, I realized I didn't take, that was my, you know, this one contractor ended up with all these priorities.
I'm just split it up evenly anyway, we would think. That's the idea I came up with.
It's probably a little easier than running the equipment into town also.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. You know.
By any chance, did you talk to the Crescent Creek Homes Association?
No, I haven't.
Proving it. I'd like you to look at it. I
was concerned about with, you know, little jack pines growing up and stuff.
Vegetation growing right up to the edge of the pavement, practically.
Right.
So there's no place to push the snow. I mean, because the jack pines are pretty up.
There's some that are not marked in roads.
Yep. It's not marked, it's either a private road or some kind of private lead or access kind of deal. Owens Head and Daisy Place are deemed private roads. Anchor, Telegraphing are all private roads. Hello, Evergreen.
Those are the ones I was pointing to. Yeah. Elena Willow and Evergreen, right there, Jaeger Way.
Jaeger is probably the school, the county does.
Oh, that one's not marked, so. Oh, I guess that makes sense, the school's right there. There's,
what's the Jaeger and then? Pine crosses.
They had a different name for it for a while. Yeah, there's suggestions to beef it up and make it better. Another topic that's come up from some of our customers and citizens is driveway entrance is open. I'm really hesitant to tackle that, to keep driveway entrances open, because I don't think we can budget enough money to do that.
Yeah.
It does say in the contract if it gets to over 2 foot or more, we can come through and start, you know, helping clear some of those. Kind of what we've done in the past, if we see some driveway entrances with a 3 foot berm across them, our guys will come and kind of start helping. We don't put it on the contractor because it really starts adding up if we do that. Yeah. Contract I've ever been a part of is when I did it privately, we never did entrances for people.
Yeah. I just think the greatest benefit of this in the snow plowing, so that in case we get dumped on, it's easier there is not dry running the equipment from one end of town to the other.
Well, you've got to find out this. All of these roads around here, you can actually use a heavier piece of equipment.
I think we put it up for a year with the option to extend it. I always like to do that, especially if we get a new contractor that I've worked with before.
Yeah.
But you put language in there that says if we want to continue to use them, we can after that. Guys will see this, I'll try to get it going out pretty quick. Do you guys want to see the?
As long as it falls into the parameters of what you've shown us, then we wouldn't need to.
Okay, so I can get it out before the next meeting, then we try to go that route.
The sooner you get it out is probably the better.
I would agree.
Respondents the longer.
Pushing the envelope as far as I can.
I got word back from Ben last night, so.
Okay.
One question I have, so are you gonna enforce the rule, street, where it interferes with the contractor's rule written in?
Mm-hmm.
But there was nobody ever enforcing it.
Slowly enforcing more and more when it comes to snow removal in the last few years. And I'd say, keep your snow on your own property.
We'll try a step.
Right, I think that's gonna be a very challenging thing.
Fair assessment.
There were certain places where, you know, we'd just get a huge accumulation of snow. And pretty soon that's crowding out in the road when they have someplace to put it.
Yep.
They think there's parking strips.
We do that prior to snow removal season. We'll go and remind people that we won't tow your vehicle.
Paying notices.
But I think maybe in that same notice that we're already providing notice, like Mike said, that your snow is yours, not your neighbor's, you know.
Snow is yours.
Don't put it in their yards.
What's really pertinent is businesses, because sometimes you don't have places to put it. And if you put it in front of the other business, I mean, it doesn't get easier to plow after it's been plowed once, right?
It gets compacted and heavier and harder.
All snow out.
Yes. Yep. So the last few years, I've opened up a free snow dump site prior to the season. Usually, we do it when it kind of as needed.
Yeah.
Sales, like where I live, the Shaw Pine Court, I parked in the one for 2 years.
Yeah.
And had to dig around it.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be gone.
It's been effective, I mean, to some extent.
Yeah.
When I first got here, it was pretty bad. People parked.
Yeah.
And slowly it's gotten better, but you know, a lot of times you're driving in front of it, so if you don't move, they're gonna tow your rig.
Right.
I might be bluffing a little bit, but usually rigs start moving.
Send that on the record.
Yeah.
Still gotta try.
Yeah. I really don't like towing people a whole bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it costs us money usually.
Yeah.
At some point, you do it once, it's effective usually.
Well, if you're gonna tow somebody, then let me know ahead of time so I can put my snow in the back of their truck.
There you go.
So are there any more questions concerning the snowplow contract or comment?
Do you guys think of any priority roads that you think should be a one instead of a two? Just let me know. You can email me anytime. We'll do
the signs that were put along Drafter Road that the DOT graciously put there, which they're way out on the road. And I think that they actually will impair plowing snow to a certain extent for sure. Real pinch points in there. And of course, that's right where they put the sign. They right on the road, right where the grass meets the road on the east side, and they say no trespassing. The DOT footedalities of their property on the east.
So it's already
right, because that's where they used to always put the snow on the east side, because there was only grass there, but now there's signs there.
Yeah.
Okay, no more questions, no more comments on this. We're good? Okay, perfect. Then I don't believe there's any other matters that were added to the session. Have comments, please?
Just wanted to let you know real quick, you won't have...
we're only going to have one meeting
for you.
Yeah. Let's see. We're going to have a booth at the Fall Festival at the elementary school on this session, and a couple of other things.
Well, elementary, middle school,
it's a big
and Roslyn.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and then we are also still out. And that is all I have.
Okay, Jake.
What about that, Jake? It's a very nice job. And I met with Congressman Walden today at lunch.
Looking good. There have been, just let you know, I'm not having a good night.
What's the other word?
Dang it.
Connie?
Attended COIC meeting this month, as well as the League of Oregon Cities Conference, which
we did have a lot of messages there. I'll tell you, I sat through their Oregon tax, the way it went through it 2 years in a row, and I'm still confused. That's a complicated mess. But otherwise, I think we had a very good meeting, and I think, just like Connie said, I think that those of us that were there learned a lot. Again, I apologize. I did it. I can't tell you. That's the way it is. But anyway, I was here this morning.
You get extra points for that, Don.
I think it has been broken up and devised pretty well, you know. Glad to be back, and there were too many people driving on the map. I think we're gonna adjourn the work session, and we'll have a few